So that he would teach me how to speak Dutch.
For Mickey?
Yeah. You know, the sketch show in England.
Oh,
what
sketch show
is the, what to know, any words that you like, phrases that you like.
Always
oh, yeah.
It's a working class. And the sketch show always goes,
well,
calm down, calm down.
So when people are support, some stuff that you can only
say. You know that.
Well,
like, calm down, calm down. So that's what the Liverpool people describe to England.
Liverpool
and
Tottenham
are just
Liverpool.
Yep, and so like that does your London
company. No,
English.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you know that?
A bit of slang.
Sorry.
What else?
Yes, you're continuing. Yes. Oh, I remember once there was a
when I
went to close the door.
I was talking from school. I went to my head here.
Dutch, you
would
say.
All these people.
Gewachten dicht. Factum dicht.
What am I?
Yeah.
So,
dicht
is
like,
have no idea what you mean. And that means
it's
like,
actually the noise that
you're out with you or making fun.
So actually, it's saying quacking the door, which is a funny way of saying you slam.
Okay.
But
you know, we just don't question what it's saying.
You quack it.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
It's like, you never say that. I'm going to.
It's a hat. Like
you say, it like you're just.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like when you describe it.
Right. So,
right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because like we're
going to do it.
What she wears in her shorts, underwear, and like the knickers. And she's like,
not
knickers. Knickers come down to you. Like, no, they don't.
Exactly.
Knickers. And they're also called underwear.
What do you call them?
Where? So you're from Liverpool.
Okay.
So English is your first language, and when did you speak?
About,
when did you
it kind of goes,
I learned Liverpool,
then Manchester, then Leeds, and then I go across and Manchester. Manchester's an hour away, and about 2 hours away.
And it's like people speak
different places.
Yeah. Just that different, yeah. So I'm actually from the Wirral, which is over the River Mersey, so the Wirral, that's all past as Merseyside. And then over the other water, from the Wirral, is in Wales, so again, you can literally see it, so you've seen the other accent. Yeah, well, they have a different language, which is
towards a certain sense.
It's really
true,
down. Two different languages there, one's more traditional, and that's down there. But yeah, and then, so it's Norman.
The meat kind of all get really mad.
But yeah, you can kind of, it is a shame that you're only hours away and you can have totally different accents.
Or description.
Okay.
Yeah. And I find it interesting here, you know, like Neil's from Germany, he's all got an accent, and I'm
like,
I don't just see it as an accent, I just see it as a different language. And, you know, you can't begin to, unless you maybe lived there, when we were talking about what presentation it was, like, I was talking to Dan, he was like, oh, yes, you do have an accent then. And I was like, oh, how can you tell I've got an accent?
If someone fell down and it looked really bad.
So in the UK, do you hear
words
say, like,
eat rock?
I think so. Especially
so
sometimes it kind of just, you get
really
a big twang of it.
Just had to,
whoa! Like, what did you
really
say? But you kind of, not constantly.
Cool.
But I think Steve's is quite a lot of people
from Stone, Rock.
It's nice stuff. But then to me,
Kula
was certainly something like that.
And
Brigger,
really,
I don't see like
you snap your fingers.
Because they're not from London, but like
Kula Wire.
Kula Wire.
But yeah, like,
you have to
say the strongest accent.
No,
but it's art to Liverpool, Manchester.
To emphasize.
To emphasize, which Yorkshire. And then there's Newcastle. Like Cornish from that
section,
as well.
It's a big difference.
But there are quite
Dutch.
If you think how small Britain is compared to like America, like doesn't like Britain fit into like Texas sometimes or something?
When
something crazy like that.
Yeah.
Saying that we're so small, we do have a lot. Yeah. But if I heard
it, but it's a kind of sarcastic
word. But I quite like here as well how everyone can speak English incredibly well, and now and again they just forget like a random word, and they're like, oh, I mean licorice. It's like, that's such an obscure word to even
really
know or to learn, and then to hesitate to try something, but then to know it.
And
like, oh my god, like I would never think to learn what licorice was in like German or
sarcastic.
But it's amazing how
buoyant,
how well people
know. Actually, also
beautiful word to me, and being that you captivate that person.
So can you say it in that context as well?
Like, yeah.
こんにちは.
こんにちは.
Oi. Meo nome.
Thank you. Arigato.
Arigato.
Meo.
Arigato.
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 That's it.
Awesome. You're welcome.
How do you say it?
どういたしまして?
どういたしまして?
Você?
どういたしまして?
English?
どういたしまして?
Fala.
どういたしまして? どういたしまして?
Você, do you?
どういたしまして?
Okay.
Am I saying it okay? Does it make sense?
どういたしまして? Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because the conjugation
is sayonara.
Sayonara.
Okay.
Você fala. It's a red conjugation.
You're saying that.
When you pick up phone,
how do you say?
People normally say,
moshimoshi. So hello is moshimoshi.
Moshimoshi.
Hello, boy.
Oi.
It is not hello.
Right. Oi.
No, I don't know why, but people always
and then how do you say goodbye?
Moshimosh.
Moshimosh. And that's what you say when you pick up the phone.
Tamais. Yeah.
That's like more formal?
Just
no,
just
that's more like...
Yeah.
And then when you see someone, like, in, you say konnichiwa.
Yeah.
But the, like, it's slang way, take the A out.
Goodbye.
Okay. Tamais.
Let's atemais.
Okay.
How do you say, I don't speak Japanese?
How do I
respond?
That's wrong.
Watashi wa is I am.
Can't speak English. Eigo ga shaberemasen.
Eigo ga
shaberemasen.
Eigo ga shaberemasen.
Because
I am is watashi wa.
English.
That's how are you?
Can't speak is shaberemasen.
How do you respond again?
Shaberemasen.
But yeah, grammar is different. So, watashi wa eigo ga
shaberemasen.
Eigo, eigo,
shaberemasen.
Watashi wa eigo shaberemasen.
Yeah, if yeah English,
I
can't speak English. So English is always end, but in Japanese the ending is beginning. Change grammar is opposite.
Oh, okay.
So,
and if you go in a bar,
this is, I don't speak English.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how do you say I don't speak Japanese?
Watashi wa nihongo ga shaberemasen.
Watashi wa nigo.
Nihongo.
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 That's Japanese?
Yeah.
Nihongo.
Obrigada?
Nihongo.
Que horas que é o almoço?
Nihongo.
Yeah, then you can say watashi wa.
I speak English.
I can With South Americans, I can understand. With Spanish people,
ego.
Do
you think in English or Portuguese?
And Portuguese.
Okay. Okay. Is that weird?
When I lived in Canada,
it's the like emphasis on what like syllable. That's hard because like,
somehow
it's, like,
sometimes
it's very melodic and it's hard to like know which ones to, you know, like
yeah. Yeah.
4 years of academy now.
Interesting.
Lots of sense.
Do you speak English?
And then my creative voice.
あなたは
英語が話せますか？
話せますか？
あなた
は英語
が話せますか？
話せますか？
Japanese pronunciation is more very straight. English more. So I think a bit easy. I don't know. Just keep straight.
Same.
Yeah.
And not ever ego ga.
Yeah. Good. See you soon. Is mata ne. Mata ne.
Yes, it's hi, right?
Yeah.
He wants to know.
Yeah.
What's sorry?
ごめんなさい.
Sen is I can't.
Yeah.
And without it, it's
can't. Sen is can.
Can, okay. So if I want to say I can speak English, watashi wa ego hanashimasu. That's I can.
Can.
Can't.
Can hanashimasen. If you want to ask, can you speak English? Anata wa eigo hanashimasu ka?
Ka.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that means a question.
Dara bikai gas wa kurei ba.
I'm 23
I know what it is.
In Canada. can speak French. Okay. Could you talk to me in English?
Okay.
Bonjour, mon nom est Ellie. J'ai 23 ans. J'habite au Canada. Je ne sais pas parler français. Pouvez-vous parler en anglais ou me parler?
Jeune is I can't.
Jeune, yeah. No, je is
I.
I.
And then
ne peut pas. Can't. Ne peut pas.
Oh, it's just like shortened.
Ne is like the negation.
Yeah.
Peu is the verb for can. Yes. And pas is the negation. Ne peut pas.
Elle parle français.
Yes. Je ne peux pas.
Papa. Parle français.
Pouvez-vous? Can you?
Okay. I'm just trying to like see the words in my head.
Me parler en anglais. Is talk to
me. Me parler
en anglais.
Yeah.
Or anglais. So. Pouvez-vous me parler en anglais? So.
Pouvez-vous me parler en anglais?
Anglais.
Okay. Yeah. Talking
about
quantum physics. Yeah,
quantum
physics.
Like to ask for. Okay. You begin with the word, because it's because you're
very good.
How do you say
interrogative sentence? It's you begin with the word like savez-vous? Do you know? Où est? Where is? La boulangerie.
Bakery.
Okay, this is really a classic thing.
How
is la librairie?
It's not love, but it's how?
What's also good to know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quand
est-ce qu'on mange? When do we eat?
Quand?
Quand est-ce qu'on mange?
What's quand?
Quand is when?
Quand est-ce qu'on mange?
Q apostrophe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't really say.
Is
you can say I'm in love.
Okay.
And if you're relieved on the hour.
The Q is like the S.
Yeah.
It's like asking.
That's something
that's
like
I would have.
That's
like the
abbreviated
it's like yeah. Or calm or constant motion. It's part of the interrogative.
Yeah, I guess it's
like
okay.
Oh no. Q-U is short for K.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And K is a.
Yeah.
When you ask a question, you are like.
That's not really
what
say.
Good.
Does
anyone ever say zut? Zut.
Zut.
No?
No.
No.
Is
it?
Okay.
Maybe
it's like.
Is zut more like shoot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Zut is shoot.
It's like very.
Yeah.
And you don't say sacre bleu in French. Sacre bleu is like medieval.
Okay.
No, like blue blood.
Okay, it's just like a caricature.
If you hurt your feet or something
like
that,
maybe. It's more unlike you than.
Putain.
Poor.
Poor?
But it's like,
yeah.
It's like shit.
Me, no, maybe like
some
like
merde, putain.
No, like it's, yeah.
When you have those sentences, a lot of people think we talk fast. But it's just
okay,
because
so
the words,
yeah,
like,
or
the way. Sentences are built.
Oh yeah, you can. Yeah.
You just make it flow like.
Yeah, or a real love, or more like when it's going. But people say.
Yeah.
Some
difficult phrases are.
Yeah, more.
And then
practical phrases and stuff like that.
I know.
Made to like.
Yeah. Would you? You wouldn't say that to a friend though.
No, it's more like real love, like partner love. You wouldn't say that to your parents.
Like choosing if you say something.
For yourself,
yeah. Or something like that. It's just. That's just a choice you make.
Yeah. How do you say hello?
Yeah, guten Tag. Ich bin from Canada.
Guten Tag.
Yeah.
Da. In. And then aus Canada. Ich bin aus Canada. You can also say hello.
What's good morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Guten
Morgen.
Good morning.
Now.
Good night. It's guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
And good night is gute Nacht. Yeah. Somehow are.
bis dir.